The death toll from devastating flash floods in eastern Spain has soared to 158, and the search for the missing is continuing. A year's worth of rain fell in 8 hours in parts of the Valencia region on Tuesday. This is Spain's worst flood-related disaster in modern times, and meteorologists say human-driven climate change is making such extreme weather events more frequent and more destructive. Weather warnings have also been issued now for the southwestern coast of Spain and for the Balearic Islands. Eyewitnesses and survivors have continued to describe what happened. Maria, a resident of a suburb of Valencia, said many people were ripped apart by the floods.
Everyone is in shock because it just happened so fast. It's like this flash flooding that, you know, like I can hear people like they didn't even know because it just came suddenly. The rivers got overflooded and the waters just started coming out. And no one really expected the magnitude of it. And people really were not prepared at all. Many people were inside their cars. They couldn't make it out. They were just like drawn by the water. Basically, there is these families with kids that, you know, they just couldn't hold themselves. And they just basically disappeared in the water. But I think a lot of them were inside their cars. Because they didn't know. They were just going back from work or like, you know, picking up kids or something. So there was, when you have the water outside, you can't get out.
Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is in Valencia. And the stories, Tony, that we continue to hear from Valencia about what people experienced, they are shocking. And what's happening now with the search for the missing, not just in Valencia itself, but in the towns and villages that surround it?
Yes, Mary, the search is continuing and it's mostly being done by road and across land. The prospect of helicopters being used to rescue people from roofs and so on, that has receded. I think most people in those situations have been rescued, but there is a real problem with villages that have been cut off, because not only are they not getting fresh water or fresh food supplies, they're without power, without gas, and in some cases there are bodies that have yet to be retrieved and dealt with. For people at home in their garages, bodies in cars. So that's a fairly grim aspect to the ongoing operation. In terms of the new weather warnings that we've had, just north of here in Castellón, the province of Valencia region has been given an orange warning from the State Meteorological Agency. Also Tarragona, further up the coast. A lot of the focus now at the moment on Andalusia and the coastal area that runs kind of from Cadiz in the south up to the Portuguese border. They are under a red alert until at least 9 o'clock this morning. We've heard of certain towns and municipalities there that have been already very badly flooded. And the president of the Andalusia region, Juanma Moreno, has said to people, look, just don't leave home unless it's absolutely necessary. So while the cleanup operation and the search and recovery operation continues in Valencia, other parts of Spain now are facing serious flooding as well.
And what about the Balearic Islands, also mentioned in these advisories, and, you know, islands like Menorca and Majorca, very popular with Irish holidaymakers?
That's right. Now that there have been reports of either an orange alert there or a yellow alert, so clearly not as high as what's happening in southwestern Andalusia at the moment, but clearly the authorities are concerned about further flooding and further storms there, but they're not quite at the higher level. There are reports now from the State Meteorological Agency of issuing warnings to people just not to travel over this holiday weekend in Spain. So Valencia, Andalusia, Catalonia, in many cases, high-speed rail and regular rail services are suspended. In Valencia itself, 150 roads are blocked. Many of those are secondary roads. So it's not that easy to get around anyway. And again, that's a problem for some of these outlying areas. The authorities simply can't get get there yet because of roads that are either blocked through mud and silt or through vehicles that have been upended and are under simply blocking the path for the emergency services.
And we are checking with our own Department of Foreign Affairs in relation to any travel advisories for tourists or Irish people who may be travelling out to Spain in the next few days, and we'll certainly bring that to people during the course of the programme. But Tony, the army has been called in to help with search and recovery as well and the delivery of supplies. And have there been recriminations as yet? Some people talking about not receiving warnings or not being told soon enough to stay put where they were.
Yeah, that's absolutely been the case in the past 24 hours. There have been complaints that while on the one hand, early on Tuesday morning, the meteorological agency did issue a red alert for Valencia, but a more important text message from the Civil Protection Agency did not go out until 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. And of course, by that stage, a lot of people had left their homes and tried to escape by car, and that's tragically where a lot of people died, because if they were stuck on a secondary road near a river, then it's likely that river would have burst its banks and people would have drowned. And that's an ongoing topic of controversy here. But I think in the past 12 hours, at least late yesterday, there was a much more concerted effort by both the regional authorities here in Valencia and the central government in Madrid to work together. And the Spanish state has said all of its resources will be available to Valencia. A further 500 soldiers from the military emergency unit will take up their positions today. That's added to already 1,200 who've been working this week from the military emergency unit. So they are trying to throw whatever resources they have at this problem.
For now, Tony Connolly in Valencia, thank you very much for joining us.